Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you, God, that your Holy Spirit is in this place. I thank you, Father, that the words that I speak are completely led by your Holy Spirit, Father. That we're not the ones to hinder you, Father. But that in this place, Father, you have free reign. Your Holy Spirit has free reign to do whatever it wants and to say whatever you want, God. I thank you that this message is from you. It's not by me, my own intellect, my own heart, my own emotions, what I think is a good idea. I pray that it's none of that, Father, but that your Holy Spirit is speaking tonight. In your name, Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. All right, so this is the wrong notes. Turn to three people, give them a big high five. All right, everyone say Spirit-filled life.
Spirit-filled life.
If you guys are taking notes, that is the title of tonight's message.
Woo!
Spirit-filled life. What I'm talking about tonight is like literally, what I'm talking about tonight is has literally been my life for the past couple of months. Ever since we hit, and you guys are gonna hear us continue to reference us hitting 1 hour in prayer, but that's very key. Like we have leaders saying like, hey, I noticed that this started happening once we hit 1 hour. I noticed this, and like it's pretty cool what happens when you're obedient to what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. Amen. And now we're taking time. We're prophesying over each other, and it's so cool. I love Sozo Youth, but I'm looking forward to prayer a lot. I'm not saying more than Sozo Youth. I don't know, but if you guys are not coming, please come. But we're continuing our series today on the Holy Spirit, and next week Paul's going to speak on specifically on what it means to speak in tongues from a biblical standpoint. But tonight, I just want to show you guys what it means to live a Spirit-filled life. And how that begins is, I don't know if you guys were able to get my points, Ash. So if you don't have them, it's okay. But point number one tonight, actually, I should probably know my points too. Everyone say a new heart. Last week when we had Stephen, he referenced this, and I really feel like it was led by the Spirit when he was talking about in Ezekiel, if we could put this Ezekiel scripture up there. It's Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26. I will give you a new heart. Everyone say a new heart. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Everyone say new spirit. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh. I'll take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Next verse. I will put my spirit, I will say my spirit, within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. Now, we're going to get to that in a little bit. But when we were talking with Stephen last week, he referenced, we'll put it up there, is Luke 6:45. And it says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good, and an evil man, sorry, wrong scripture. I'm going to say, oops, wrong one. Everyone, Matthew chapter 15, verse 18. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the, I'm going to say, heart, and they defile a man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, and blasphemies. We were talking last week about not following your heart because, like I said, your heart is wicked. And Jesus affirms in the New Testament that all these evil things come out of the heart. But when you get born again, things change. Because now you are a brand new creation in Christ. And so now we'll go back to the Ezekiel scripture, and it'll tie into my second point. I will give you a new heart. I'm going to say born again. And put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit. I want to say the Holy Spirit. This is very important, okay? I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. and you will keep my judgments and do them. See, here's what happens. Before we got born again, we were sinful by nature. It wasn't abnormal for us to sin. But when we got born again, we no longer have a sin consciousness, but now we have a new nature, the original nature that we're supposed to take on. In the beginning, when God created us in Genesis, he made us in his image. We now take on that original image, that original destiny that God purposed us for. Does that make sense? And so he takes out the heart of stone, which all these evil things come out of, and he replaces it with a tender heart, a sensitive heart, a heart of flesh, a heart that feels. Not a heart that's cold, but a heart that's warm. Does that make sense? And he pours his spirit. Listen, this is what it says. I will put my spirit within you. I will fill you with my Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will cause you to walk in my statutes. See, what's been happening in my life the past couple of months is, and it's like amazing that as the more I get filled with the Holy Spirit, the more I can't help but do good things. Does that make sense? Today, and listen, and this this is probably not the best thing for me to admit, but it's been a while since I prayed for someone like in a store. Whether it be a grocery store, whether it be out on the street, it's been a while. But as and we'll look at it right now, as you get filled with the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit dwells in you, you can't help but do his will. You can't help but be caused to walk in his statutes. And listen, this is not me. This is just me falling in love more with Jesus and the Holy Spirit leading. But today I prayed for two people. Actually, I prayed for your mom. I don't know if she told you. I saw her, and she's like, oh, I'm having surgery tomorrow. Let's pray. So we prayed right in the middle of the grocery store. And then we're in line, and the lady who was the checker, she was having trouble hearing because she was sick. And I said, hey, can I pray for you? So I prayed for her. I haven't done that in a while. But I'm recognizing that I'm a Christian who's called to do something. Does that make sense? Okay. I have a lot of stuff, so I hope I'm not. I know I'm not like, woo, but I hope you guys are catching this, okay? So check this out. Galatians 5:16. This is Paul talking to the church in Galatia. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Listen to me. He's going to put a heart of flesh in you, and he's going to pour out his Spirit in you and cause you to do his will. Thank you, Amen Corner. That's a good thing. What do you mean, oh? Oh, yourself. I said, I'm not lost. I'm right here. I'm right here. I know where I am. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Listen, I don't know who's struggling with lust today. And I'm not talking about like pornographic lust. I'm talking about like the lust of the eyes as far as like, oh, I want that. I need that. I want that. I want him. I need him. I need a relationship. I'm talking about those lusts, those covetousness things. Amen? It's so weird. I'm going to be jumping around a lot, but you okay, sir? It's so weird. I was telling Sozo prayer this last night, but I feel like I'm meeting the Holy Spirit for the first time. I feel like I'm experiencing him for the first time ever. And it is so weird. And it's like, at first it was really frustrating. Cause I was like so excited. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so fresh. This is no new. This is so new. And I'm like, what the heck have I been doing for the past 7 years? I've been saved for 7 years. Like, but then as I was meditating on it, the Holy Spirit was like, no, you're just at a new level. See, Christianity, your relationship with Jesus doesn't get boring. You get boring. What happens is that, because I don't know if you guys remember a few months ago, I talked about how there's a couple of things that were prophesied over me about how I'm not at my limit. You guys remember that? You're not at your limit. You're going to go higher. You're not at your limit. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me saying, that's not talking about ministry. That's not talking about your calling. That's talking about your relationship with me. Yeah. And I'm realizing that I'm pushing the limits, and as I'm going to that deeper place, that secret place with the Holy Spirit, everything becomes new again. Everything becomes fresh again. And so for anybody who's been saved and you're like, oh, I just feel like my relationship with God is dry, or I don't feel the excitement anymore, then you stopped growing. You stopped pressing in. I'm a living testimony of that. Like the past, for sure this year has been like the best year of my life. For sure. I don't know for anybody else, but for me. This year has been like the best. And that's because I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm growing closer to the Holy Spirit. I'm just going deeper. I have the Holy Spirit inside of me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he's showing me every single day. Like and listen, please understand, I'm not trying to brag on myself. I'm really not. Because I really feel the Holy Spirit has this desire to pull this out of every single one of us.
Yeah.
Is that 24/7, all the time, I'm thinking, when's the next time I get to spend time with the Holy Spirit? When's the next time I get to just go downstairs, get on my face, and just worship? That is constantly in my mind. That is, oh my gosh. In Matthew 5:6, put up Matthew 5:6. This is what's happening right here. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. What do you think you're getting filled with? Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. I am hungry and I am thirsty for him. Does that make sense? Here's the tricky part, okay? I'm like totally jumping ahead, but that's part because I'm running out of time. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Let's go to Matthew 6:24 real quick. This is something we all need to know, okay? Matthew 6:24. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, okay? Everyone say, I'm serving someone. And listen, that is the truth and that is the reality, okay? And as we saw in Stephen's testimony last Wednesday, you're either going one way or the other. Do we have free will? Yes. But as we see in Deuteronomy, we have a choice. We're choosing life or we're choosing death every single day. We are not, no one here is choosing neutrality. No one here is choosing middle ground. There is a ruler of this age, and you're either choosing worldly things or you're focused on the one who is greater in you, and you're choosing heavenly things. You're choosing godly things. Does that make sense? Go to Romans chapter 6. Don't look it up in your Bible. We'll have it up here. We're going to read this in the NLT. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? Don't you realize that you become a slave to whatever you obey? What comes to mind is addictions to pornography, addictions to looking at women, addictions to drugs, addictions to... Do you guys know anybody who's addicted to having a boyfriend? Addicted to having a girlfriend? Addicted to having, like, I'm not looking at anybody, but, like, addicted to, like, taking selfies and, like, getting, like, the likes and, like... Listen, I'm serious. If you look at the statistics, I'm trying not to look at anybody, okay? If you look at the statistics, on average, teenagers and young adults spend 6 hours a day on social media and on their phones. Social media is very self-centered. Anyways, oh my gosh. Don't you realize that you become the slave of whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living.
Amen.
Everyone say, thank God. Once you were slaves to sin, once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free. I want to say free. You're free from your slavery to sin. See, Jesus set you free for a purpose. Does that make sense? Jesus did not set you free for you to live your own life and like, okay, cool, now I get to live in the blessings of God without Jesus. That's not what happened here. What happened is that he took out, when you got born again, he takes out your heart of stone. He gave you a heart of flesh. And so that you no longer have to be bound to those things you were bound to. You are now completely set free. And check this out. Now you are free from your slavery to sin, and you have become slaves to righteous living. Yeah. Come on, we need a big clap in that. Listen, guys, listen. Slaves to righteous living. And many of you guys are like, what does that mean? Here's what that means, okay? In the same way that, like, has anybody here ever tried not to sin and you did it? Right? No one raised your hand, okay? I've done it, all right? I don't want to do it. Ah, I did it, right? I was a slave to that, right? Because I did it. It's no longer my choice, right? Because of my habits, because I was enslaved to that. You get born again, you get God's consciousness. Now, you now have the nature of God. Now, you become a slave to righteousness. Okay, I want to say righteousness. And you get filled with this righteousness. You get filled with the Holy Spirit. And so now, when a sinful thought comes to mind, instead of you gravitating towards that, oh, I don't want to sin, I sinned. It becomes, I don't want to sin, I didn't sin. Because I'm no longer a slave to that sin, I'm a slave to the righteousness of God. Does that make sense? We can get to a point where, like, when temptations come, I won't fall for temptation because I can't. I'm already a slave to God. I'm already a slave to righteousness. And listen to me, church. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. A slave to righteousness. You hunger and thirst for right, and they shall be filled. They shall be filled. And so what happens is that following Jesus and doing the right thing and doing God's will becomes your substance, your sustenance. Does that make sense? It becomes your desire. See, because before we got saved, our desire was to do some sinful things, right? When we get born again, our heart changes, and now our desire is to be filled with righteousness, okay? Paul says in Galatians 5:16, walk, listen, if any of you guys, whatever you're struggling with, just take this verse with you, okay? Therefore I say, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Check this out, okay? Many of you guys have heard this verse many, many times. I'm going to say it again, okay? Galatians 5:22, because I know one trait right here is speaking to you, to all of you, individually. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh. I'm no longer a slave to my flesh. And with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. It's correlated. All those fruits of the Spirit cannot flow out of us. I know at least a couple of impatient people in this room. I'll tell you that much. We need some patience, right? I need more patience. So here's what happens. These fruit of the spirits, right? It is all connected to, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Okay, now here it comes, okay? How are you going to walk in the Spirit if you're not filled with the Spirit? You cannot walk in the Spirit unless you're filled with the Spirit. And that's where my life started changing so radically. Where, like, I just have this insane hunger and this insane thirst just to be with God all the time. All the time. I'm not lying to you. Ask him. How many prayer meetings have we had, like, in the past, like, week? We had several, right? And how many times do you go downstairs and I'm praying?
Like, every time.
Every time, okay? This is not, I'm not saying, yeah, Joel's awesome. I'm your youth leader. No! Jesus wants this out of every single one of you. Yeah. The Holy Spirit has this desire for every single one of you. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Every single one of you, the Holy Spirit is saying, I want you to come closer. I want you to go deeper. And honestly, like, it's so weird. I feel like I just got born again. It's like so weird. And like I said, it freaked me out at first, but I'm not freaked out. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, if I'm consistently getting filled, it's consistently fresh. Does that make sense? My ears are really hot. All right. I wrote this down. We can get to a place where we can be bound like a stronghold to righteousness, the same way we were bound to sin. We have an opportunity to not be bound to sin, to be bound to righteousness, to where that becomes who you are. You don't care what people say about you. You don't care who's around. And here's the thing, righteous living is, listen guys, righteous living isn't just like, oh, I gotta do the right thing all the time. Righteous living is a life led by the Holy Spirit. Oh, where do I have that? Check this out. Oh my gosh. I'm going to tell you guys, I'm going to give you guys an announcement. I wasn't supposed to give you guys this announcement yet. But I'm going to do it because I love you guys. Some of you guys know that I used to do a podcast called Strangers on the Earth. I'm canceling that. Instead, what are you cheering for, huh? Instead, we're gonna start something called the Sozo Life Podcast. We actually already have a couple of episodes. I won't tell you where they are yet because we're working on like this whole like Sozo website and stuff. It's pretty cool. It's really exciting. We did a podcast together and we were talking about the Holy Spirit. And I'm just swiping nowhere right now. Hold on. Does that ever happen to you? You're like talking, and you realize I have done nothing with my life in the past. Oh, where is it? Where is it? Turn to five people and give them a high five. Okay, stop. I found it. Check this out. All right. Ash, don't worry about these scriptures, okay? Everyone, listen.
Listen to me.
Are you guys getting something? I feel really weird because, like, I know I'm talking a lot, but that's normal, right, for people up here. Listen to me. Luke chapter 4, verse 1. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led around by the Spirit. Acts 13:9. But Saul, who was also known as Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit. Then Acts 4:8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 7:55. Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit. Acts 2:4. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Acts 4:31. And when they had prayed, the place where they had gathered together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. Oh, I said that one already, I think. Maybe not. Acts 13:52. And the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. You cannot, if you want a great example of Christianity, you just have to look at the New Testament. And you see, even Jesus, you want to say even Jesus, he cannot function in the gifts. He cannot function in the miracles. He cannot, listen, if anybody needed patience, it was Jesus. Because he had the multitudes coming after him day after day. And even when he tried to get away, the multitude still found him. Jesus was filled with the Holy Spirit. The apostles in the New Testament, church fathers, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. We cannot live in God's will. We cannot please God, and we cannot walk in our calling without being filled with the Holy Spirit. We can't do it. Another thing you see in the Gospels consistently is that Jesus separates himself from everyone, and he gets alone. He gets into a secret place. He separates himself from everyone and he prays and he worships God on his own. We need to be a church that doesn't just love Jesus inside of the church. We need to be, we can't be a youth group that just worships Jesus when we're playing music up here. We can't be a youth group that acts Christian when we're in these walls. And I'm not talking about like, yeah, go invite people. I'm not talking about that. Go spread the gospel. I'm not even talking about that. That's part of it. I'm talking about when you're at your house, are you worshiping Jesus? Are you seeking him day after day? Okay. This was a lot harder to preach than I thought. It's a good thing, though. It's a good thing. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Father. Guys, make sure you guys don't miss next week, okay? Next week, Pastor Paul is going to talk about getting filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. If I can have Isaac come up here. But before we do that next week, what I want to do tonight is a calling for genuine salvation. For genuine salvation. Listen, some of us, whether we're bound, whether we're struggling, listen, I have no problem with getting born again every single day. Every single day I'm saying, Jesus, I need you today. Jesus, cleanse me. Jesus, make me whole again. Jesus, make me new again. Every single day. The Bible says today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of salvation. And so what I want to do tonight, if Joaquin can grab the podium, is before next week where we just get everyone filled with the Holy Spirit and we just see awesome things happening, we need to make sure that all of us are saved. And not just, and it's not just going to be a verbal commitment. And listen, and maybe you're like, well, yeah, I already accepted Jesus, but I'm so sure. Listen, if you want to like rededicate your life, tonight's night, amen. We're not gonna have a chance to do this next week when you see like the Holy Spirit moving like crazy, okay? Like tonight is your opportunity to say, God, I might have been struggling with this, I might have been going through that, but you know what? Tonight, I'm ready to give up my heart of stone and to receive your heart of flesh. I'm ready to not be bound in sin and now be bound in righteousness. I'm ready, Lord, to let go of those people, to let go of those relationships, to let go of those sins that hold me back from you. I'm ready to like let go, completely change. I'm ready to be new again. I'm ready to be a new creation in Christ. I'm ready that after today, I know I'm called. I know I have a destiny. I know I have a purpose. After today, I know that I'm not just somebody that goes to church, but I'm a follower of Christ. I need to be made whole. I need to be made new again. I might have accepted you at a youth camp. I might have accepted you at another date. But right now, as I stand, Lord, I'm not right. Right now, as I stand, Lord, I'm still struggling. Right now, as I stand, there's still my heart, there's parts of it that are still stone, made of stone. So if that's you tonight, I want you guys to come up to the altar. No one's like looking at you like, oh my gosh, that person's not saved. Like, no one's looking at you like that. It's just you saying, Lord, I gotta get right. I gotta get right. Right now. All right, if you're up here, I want you guys to lift up your hands. One hand or both hands. Father, I thank you for everyone that's up here, God. You guys are all going to repeat after me, okay? But especially the people in front. Say, Father in heaven, I know that Jesus is real and that he's alive. Lord, take out my heart of stone. Give me a heart of flesh. I thank you, Lord, that you've made me a new creation in you, Jesus. And so I will stay in you, Jesus, as my Lord and my Savior. I commit my life to you. Not my will, but your will.